Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're going to play a new game called Worst Nightmares. It's actually a card game that you can play at home with your friends and family.
Huh, okay.
For example, we give you three things and then you have to rate them. Which one's your worst nightmare from worst nightmare to the worst nightmare?
Gotcha.
Because these are all bad, right?
Okay.
For example, Big Al Mac.
Yes.
Would you rather go to a maximum security prison for 5 years?
Okay.
Live on a deserted island for 5 years? Or not allowed to own a dog for 5 years?
Ooh. That's easy.
Maximum security prison.
Uh-huh. Maximum, deserted island, no dog for 5 years. Dude, all 5 years.
Do you get the dog on the island?
I think the deserted island. I think the deserted island would probably be my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you'd be, Al loves being with people. He's a party guy. You know?
In maximum security?
I gotta be around people, Kelly, even if they're prisoners.
Here's what
I can be around my convict. Shout out if you're locked up.
Yeah, shout out. Big Al needs ladies and people to party with.
Yeah, and my dog.
Yeah.
So,
but in maximum security, they keep the women separate.
Convict. Yeah. You still get a peek, though.
Might get a conjugal every once in a while. Wouldn't you come see me? Hook a brother?
Right.
I would think I'd get some pity visits every once in a while.
Uh-huh. So, the
out of
island.
Sight, out of mind, Big Al.
What about you, Kelly?
Out of those three?
Yep.
Well, I would live without the dog, because I've done that before.
Well, no, the worst nightmare.
Oh, the worst. That's my least of the worst of those three.
Right.
The worst would be maximum security.
That's your worst nightmare?
I wouldn't want to do that. Bad things happen in prison. I watched some of those movies.
But if it's maximum security, you know, you're protected a little bit, right?
No, they know what they do. They let them go out and take care
the
of,
yard.
Is it prison justice?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes the cell is opened.
Oh.
And whoopsie daisy.
Hey, close the door.
Yeah. Well, how did I end up in this room by myself? What's going on? Who are you? Why? What?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Now, I will admit, I've only seen that on like TV shows and stuff, yeah. But I've heard. I've heard it happens.
Deserted island, I can't do it. I got to go out and hunt for food. And
yeah.
I would be fine by myself for 5 years.
Totally.
I would get a lot done.
On an island, what are you gonna get
I
done?
I would get a lot done mentally and emotionally, probably.
I thought you said you don't want to be alone.
I don't want to be.
But
I don't need a lot of alone time, is what I'm saying. It's not that I don't want to be, I don't need a lot of alone time.
Yeah.
But I could use that time constructively.
Uh-huh.
What are you gonna do on a deserted island?
Make lists.
Of what?
Of things you're going to do
with
when you get off.
You don't have a
with
pencil.
A stick in the sand. Al, yeah. You see, already you can't get there. You got to use a stick in the sand.
Come on, man. Or you do a rock on a rock so it looks like chalk or something.
Right. Again, my worst nightmare.
But Jenna, which one scares you the most? The dog.
I made it 9 months without a dog after mine died, and I can't. I'm a dog person for life.
How would you do your Halloween costumes without having a dog?
Oh, wow.
That would be impossible to do.
I wouldn't celebrate Halloween anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
That year that Maximus had died.
I think mine would be maximum security prison.
I want to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't survive.
That's awful.
Oh, well, I just give me some big dude.
A big boyfriend?
You would get yourself a boyfriend?
Oh, not a boyfriend, just some big dude to protect me.
Well, what's in it for him?
Guess what you got to do to get protection.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
No, thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you. A couple things going on. The LA Dodgers took game one of the World Series versus the Houston Astros yesterday, 3-1.
That was
What are you clapping for? You a Dodgers fan?
No, I'm just clapping for the World Series.
How do I say it? Doyos?
Los Doyers?
Doyos.
That's how my dad says it. Los Doyers?
But you were saying, I didn't watch for, you know,
Kelly.
Would I? But didn't you say there was like a home run on the first pitch or something?
First pitch.
First at bat?
Well, first pitch, yeah. I believe
first
it
pitch.
Was. Yeah, first pitch from Houston was a hit out of the ballpark.
Oh, that's a morale killer.
Yeah. It was definitely first at bat, but it was a little tidbit news listening. But
or get it out of the way now and we're going to rally later.
So what was the score?
It was 3-1. So they lead the series 1-0.
Turned it off.
They wait a night and then play again, right? Or are they playing again tonight?
It depends on if they're playing again in LA or if they're going to travel to Houston. I haven't looked at the schedule yet, but they do get days off when they travel.
Yeah.
Also, the game is going to be tonight, by the way. Game two.
Yeah, two there.
Teenagers in Michigan that threw the rock over the overpass and hit that 32-year-old father, Kenneth Andrew. They will be tried as adults. We talked about this late in the show.
Good. How old are they?
They were from 15 to like 17 years old.
They're old enough to know better.
Yeah, so they're tried as adults, and they were denied bail.
Good.
So they can't bond out,
they
which
did
is
that
good.
And went to McDonald's after they were after they saw the wreck that they caused.
They drove
to McDonald's to get something to eat.
And this is the good news right here, since it's Cancer Awareness Month. Earthworm fluid destroys lung cancer cells in a lab.
Huh?
So, they found earthworm fluid destroys lung cancer cells in a lab. Now, I don't know who thought about squeezing a worm.
Who did that?
I don't, some smart person?
Hey, squeeze the fluid out of that worm, see if it does
maybe
something.
Dissecting all those worms in science class when you were in the fifth grade finally paid off.
Because I wouldn't have thought to squeeze worm juice on some cancer cells. But they did.
Worm juice.
And it seems to work. Mm. Lung cancer cells. Boom.
All right. Okay.
Destroyed just like that. Which launches us into whatever Wednesday.
That's about as whatever as you can get.
Very whatever, right, Big Al, Matt?
Yeah, man. 800-543-3548 is our number.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So basically, we will talk about whatever you want, Kid Nation. You know, we do miss some stories you're really interested in. We miss some things you want to talk about. This is your moment.
Yep.
You can bring them up. We told you about a bar question for Big Al, whatever Wednesday question.
Okay.
For all the times Big Al tells a Kid Nation member, come by the bar for a free drink, shot, or food, how many actually show up, Big Al, man?
You know, honestly, a few actually do. Some don't live here, and so, you know, they will get here when they get here. But I've had quite a few people come through with the cluck, cluck, gobble, gobble, cluck, cluck t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I promised them a free drink when they came by, and I have honored that.
That's for life?
I wonder how many people come in and say, you know, I was on the radio with you, and you told me to come by.
Yeah, you know what? If they say it, and I'm there, you can't do it when I'm not there, because they don't comp drink. They don't give drinks away when I'm not there, I promise you.
Oh, really? I beg to differ.
but if they say it, you know, I have no way of knowing, so I just go ahead and give them a drink.
Oh, that's nice of you, Big.
Yeah,
so there you go. Question answered.
All right.
We were talking about the Halloween costumes yesterday, specifically the ones we didn't really like or care for.
Right.
Including the poop emoji costume Jenna was talking about.
Yes, it was just a leotard, turtleneck, brown.
Solid point from a member in Kid Nation who texted us and said, I'm so mad that nobody called the poop emoji leotard a leotard.
Good call.
That's funny.
Very punny. Yeah.
Very punny.
Yeah. You should be on the radio, young man or young lady.
You know, that could have been a lady joke,
could've
too.
Could have been.
I love punny jokes. From the phone here, Crystal is on, and she wants to ask Kelly a question because are you going through this right now, Crystal?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're remarried, and you are now trying to get along with a new daughter, right?
No, it's a relationship between my son and my partner.
Your son and your partner. Okay, what's your question for Kelly?
Kelly, I just wanted to know, how did you, I guess, encourage Emma Kelly's and Alan's relationship? You know, as going into a new relationship, we kind of protect our children from the...
Sure.
Of our new person, so I just wanted to know, like, now that you know you're married, and just to see, you know, what do you do to encourage the new relationship
to help it grow? Hey, I'm gonna pause you down, Crystal, because your phone's kind of clicking. But Aunt Kelly will answer that question.
Kelly will answer.
Yeah.
Well, what worked for us? I mean, you have to have a husband or a wife who is really in this and very understanding about. You know, for Emma Kelly, it was just her and me for so long.
Yeah.
And she was feeling very protective and threatened. So I think the best things that worked for us was when it was just Alan and Emma Kelly would go out together. Mm-hmm. And they would, you know, I needed to do something. And so he would take her to the mall. They'd go, you know, get some dinner together. You know, they'd go look around the store. He'd let her try, you know, go into those little Claire's boutiques and try on funny things and just spend some time together, just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, would... show her that, oh, he's not a bad guy, you know, and then, you know, we have setbacks, but now we're really past that. But, yeah. I mean, it was a lot of setbacks, but I think having them spend just
that alone time
together
without
me being there was really helpful.
Mm.
But, they, you know, I didn't force it. It just happened, or I didn't say, you two are going out.
Uh-huh.
You two need to spend some time together. No, it's like, I have to go do this thing for work. Would you, you know, and I'd encourage him. And so he'd go to her and say, you know, yeah, you want to go, let's go get some dinner tonight since your mom has to work. And
I kind of
there you go, Crystal. Hopefully that helped, okay?
I did. I mean, that was the most practical.
Yes, thank you so much, guys. I love y'all guys.
Love you too, Crystal.
And it takes time. There's so many setbacks.
And it depends, too, on age, too. I think the younger they are, probably the easier it'll be for the...
No,
see, in my case, no, because
it wasn't.
If I'm dating a girl and she wants to hang out with Corey, it's fine because they're about the same age.
Yeah.
Big Al Max, I'm back in it. Yeah, my man. I have a Whatever Wednesday question for you guys. This is from our text.
All right.
How many of you remember your 2017 resolution? What was it? And did you keep or complete it?
I wrote mine down in a book.
Okay, Kelly, what is yours?
Well, right now, well, we've done a few of them, but I have to, well, one of them was getting engaged and getting married.
Done.
Wow. Doing that 5K. I've got to do it. Yeah. And it's happening in November 12th.
Couch to 5K?
Yeah, I've been trying to read a book a month, too, and I've kind of, I made the mistake of getting a novel that is so thick. When that book arrived, I was just gutted because I'm like, there's no way I'm going to finish this book. And I haven't really been able to keep on track with the month thing.
I have not completed mine, but I am. I still have two more months.
What is it, Al?
I know, Al.
I'm going to climb a mountain.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to climb a mountain.
Al, I've tried to offer you all year to go climb a mountain with me.
Just let it go.
I know. No.
He's still got time.
I got plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
I remember mine. Mine was, I said, more important than anything else this year, I'm going to try and get more sleep. I made sleep a priority. I know maybe that sounds kind of boring, but even last night, Kelly texted me with a question about something on Instagram, and I was asleep at like 8:30. I said, more important than hanging out with friends, more important than exercise, more important than anything, I'm going to sleep when I feel like sleeping. I haven't gotten sick.
That's good. A huge difference.
In 10 months.
That's awesome.
And I think mine, if I remember correctly.
Well, on vacation I didn't, but.
If I remember correctly, my New Year's resolution was to say no more often.
Yes.
Because Jenna was telling me that I say yes too often.
Yeah, and then you get spread too thin and you get tired.
Yeah, because I know.
Hey, JC, you want to help me move today?
Nope.
See how easy that is?
I'm doing it. This is my thing. I just want to be friends with everyone. So I feel like if I say no, I let people down and then they don't want to be my friends. So I keep saying yes to things. We'll take one more call here. Faye, how you doing?
Good.
You have a moral dilemma here, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I do. So we have a ski trip coming up in Colorado, and pot being legal there, morally, I'm not breaking the law. So, and I don't know, grew up Baptist, very like, you know, don't drink, don't dance, don't, you know, do pot. So, never done that. And I'm just wondering, I don't know, is that wrong? It's not against the law?
It's not illegal. And
Kelly, you can add a listen.
We did that.
Kelly's our moral police.
I have never in my life done marijuana. And I'm so proud to be able to, so proud to be able to tell my daughter that and not lie.
Uh-huh.
And when Al and I went.
So that's my struggle.
Yeah. But if you can live with it, do it. I mean, it's legal.
It's legal there.
So there you go.
And but if you want to, then you should.
But for me, even with the gummy bear thing, I was like, I can't do it because I am so proud of the fact that I can say that.
Right, right.
It's not worth.
Right.
I want to see what this feels like. You know what? I get laughing gas at the dentist. I'm assuming that's kind of close. That's fine. That's good enough for me.
Pretty close.
It's good enough for me.
I don't remember. It's not in the Bible, right? That it's
well, you're not supposed to be drunk with wine.
Right.
It's not saying you can't drink wine. You're not but sin. I get drunk.
Religious people get drunk.
Don't say nothing about
tequila. I get drunk. Do what?
Your body's a temple, so you got to keep it clean. Right?
I know, but I fail at that. I mean, I eat bad foods and I get drunk. But for me, the line is I'm not going to smoke marijuana because I really am proud of that. So, but if you can do it and it's legal, I'm not going to tell you not to do it unless you're going to feel really bad about yourself.
And Faye,
you know, it's just those talks with your children. Like, I never did it, so I
there you go.
Just don't bring up that conversation ever again. If you
say you never, you can still say you've never done it in 49 states.
Yeah. If you're gonna do it, that's the place.
I haven't done it here.
Yeah, that's right.
Faye, you have fun out there in Colorado, and let us know if you try it or not.
Don't break a leg. Don't break a leg.
Okay, I'm
going to
try not to. Well, you know, if I
partake
of the brownie, I could have a
stumble.
Yeah. Let us know what you decide. We'll protect your identity.
Yeah, we'll protect it, okay?
She's already.
Okay. Okay, Joan.
I used a fake name, by the way.
Okay, you did.
Oh, there you go.
She's already smart.
Face smart.
I could tell. She's already.
She's an F.
She done bought her papers already.
My girl.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got to get to Guys on the Gram.
Guys on the Gram?
Guys on the Gram, Big Al.
This is something we can debate a little bit and see what you guys think.
Okay.
Yes, you know, guys and girls will often post, a couple will post the same photo.
Yeah.
But man, what's in that caption, the things guys will say about their girlfriends.
good or bad or both?
Bad. Bad. The girls interpret it as bad. Yeah, I came across something that it went viral and all the girls were like, you need to dump your boyfriend because of that.
Oh, I want to hear that. 45 minutes away from that.
Wow.
You're supposed to go nice if you use the same picture as your girl.
Right?
Yeah, why would you want to say something bad about your girl?
Come on, fellas. Also, trip a day. We'll send you to Florida in about 25 minutes. Just answer a Florida trivia question.
All right.
And, hey, they're not the easiest questions.
No, but they're fun.
But they're fun.
They're fun Florida facts.
And you're getting a trip out of it, so it's got to be a little bit difficult, right,
yeah.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Speaking of trips, we did talk to that lady that said she was going to go to Colorado, and she was wondering if it's morally okay to try marijuana since it's legal out there. And we did get a response from a Kid Nation member.
Yeah.
Because we told her, you know, she said she was going to try edibles.
Your morals are not my morals.
Right.
So it's what you can live with.
Sure.
That's your moral threshold.
He just had advice for her if she does decide to try it.
Okay.
He said to anyone who has ever tried marijuana before, I do not recommend eating edibles first. It has a higher potency than stick with smoking it first. So that's the advice he wanted to give the lady.
Never
that was helpful.
You wanted to give her
that was
advice.
Very helpful and practical.
In case she decides that she's going to try it in the legal state.
Yeah.
In the lower altitude of Colorado. If that might not make any sense if you haven't been. There's this altitude sickness. I wasn't familiar with it before.
Yes.
I went to Durango, Colorado. Shout out Durango. Woo! Man, I went up there to the Macaroni and Cheese Festival or whatever. And I didn't smoke anything. I didn't drink anything.
You just felt it?
It hits you.
It's a sickness.
Woozy.
Yeah.
Tough. I've been in soccer tournaments. You know, I was a big soccer player.
Yeah.
And we had to go out before the tournament a week early and practice because of the altitude difference.
Yeah.
We would practice for an entire week before our tournament on the weekend.
I feel it when I go visit my family in Mexico City because the elevation's so much higher.
Yeah.
You're supposed to drink a ton of water.
Yep.
And there's actually some supplements you can take that if you go to like some of these ski shops, like here where a lot of people do go travel to ski resorts, you can buy something where it increases the amount of oxygen in your blood so you can start treating yourself before you go.
Okay.
I found out about that, but I don't go enough to...
Right. Yeah, you can deal with it if you're just going for a couple
of things. Snow, though. I told Alan, my husband, that I want to...
See snow?
Go see snow and be in the mountains. I don't necessarily want to ski.
Go climb the mountain with Big Al Mac. That's his resolution this year. There you go.
We should all go out there.
It's not going to be any snow when I'm climbing.
Oh, it's not?
I have a house. Not mine. I want it.
Let's go.
Why can't we use this,
we
guys?
Can use it.
Remember, I won it at the costume contest.
Last year.
I just remembered again.
It's going to be up soon.
No, I can
take
it.
It's never up? Oh,
no,
okay.
I made sure.
Oh, what's going to be up is that trip my wife bought to France at the... That's what's going to be up.
Is that a time limit on that?
Oh, yeah. There's a year, Kelly.
Oh, no.
I got about four months.
So you basically just made a huge donation
We donated. And you know what? That's fine.
Go to France.
When?
I don't know. This weekend.
When am I going to go? All right. Love expert. Lock it in.
Okay. I'm ready.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. I saw you adjusting something.
My seat is unlocked. I don't know. I'll fix it later.
Okay.
Yeah. She's bent over.
She's all bent over. I'm like, what are you doing?
She's stretching.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I met a guy online and dated him for almost 3 years. He's perfect. He proposed a few weeks ago and I couldn't be happier.
Yay.
We were supposed to take a trip to Italy and we had to get our passports. Upon trying to get his, they held his documents for 90 days.
Oh my. Ooh.
These were some red flags and my parents took it upon themselves to run a background check.
Uh-oh.
Fast forward through the digging, we found out he had been married 3 times. One, which he just recently filed in September of 2016, and he has 4 kids that he's been hiding for 3 years.
Is she going to ask me what to do?
All of which...
yes, he
is. About to ask me what to do?
This is love letters to Kelly.
Of which he'd up and abandoned. He was so far behind on child support that he wasn't allowed to leave the country.
Oh, whoa,
the roughest part of all of this is that half of me wants to believe that he's telling the truth.
Oh my God!
Anytime I confront him, he's denied everything, stating that it's all my fault for doing this one thing he asked me not to do, which was reach out to his family. He said his family's making all of this up. All the documents and everything I found aren't him. It's hard not to believe him because I want so bad for him to be telling the truth. But then I see hard evidence of public record divorces.
Oh my God.
Multiple divorces.
I want to believe him.
This is from Ornella.
Ornella.
What do I do?
Ornella.
Oh, man.
Ornella.
Here we go.
Don't be a dummy. You are being a dummy. Come on, Ornella. He is a con artist. How many? smooth talking men do this. You're so fortunate. Your family was nosy.
Yeah.
His family's not making up that his documents got held for 90 days. He will try to talk his way out of it because he's so sexy, isn't he? And he makes you feel so good when you're together. You are about to get taken.
Yeah.
Ornella. Don't be a dummy.
Come on.
Can't even believe you had to write in and ask me. Did she think I was going to say stick it out with him because love conquers all?
She probably helped you a little bit.
She knows, Kelly. Yeah. She knows. So sometimes you write these letters knowing.
You want me to yell at you?
Even while you're writing it, you know how stupid you sound.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
Sometimes this is exactly what you need.
Yeah, it's almost like the more ridiculous the lies by the man, the more inclined the woman is to believe it. Yeah.
She figures, I've spent 3 years with him, though. Imagine the lifetime of heartache you're avoiding.
Yeah, right?
Get out. Oh, my gosh.
Ornella, run. Don't walk.
Write me back that you have dumped this turkey.
And also,
I'm serious.
Turkey.
I feel like Ornella should open up a restaurant, because that sounds like a cool restaurant name.
Ornella's.
Yeah,
Go find yourself, Ornella. Yeah. Go do something for you.
Go to France.
Oh my gosh.
Go to France. I got something for you.
Love letters to Kelly.
Apparently, this is Guy's Lying Edition.
I'm a liar.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
About 7 years ago, I met a guy in my hometown that I thought was everything. 2 months into us seeing each other, I found out I was pregnant. Oh. I told him, and he told me that he had been lying about his life and his last name to me.
Oh, my.
He then told me everything, and I forgave him.
Oh, of course you did, because you're pregnant.
He stayed, and we are married now, going on 2 years, but he refuses to share anything with me. Yeah. I can't have access to the bank account, even the vehicles. We have 4, and I can't claim any to be mine.
What?
We don't love each other, and I know that. I stay for the kids, but recently my...
The kids?
Yep. They have more, apparently.
They only been married 2 years.
But recently, my very first love when I was 15 reached out to my family to find me. I saw him for the first time in 12 years. And Kelly, it was like we never missed a beat.
Of course.
My heart is fluttering.
Right?
I get butterflies when I think of him.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. I don't want to leave for another man, but for my happiness. Am I wrong for wanting this? Please help.
You're not wrong. You're immature. You're the most immature person right now. I hope you're hearing the immaturity just oozing out of this letter to me. You make immature decisions. You've gotten yourself in a really bad situation. So you're going to jump from one into a guy that makes your stomach flutter. I mean, that's just immature. So you need to take time to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a horrible marriage. That's a horrible. You made a bad decision.
There's no love. Yeah.
I hate encouraging divorce. I hate that. I don't like that.
I feel you.
But why did you marry this guy in the first place? I don't understand. He's a liar. He gave you a wrong last name. But you forgave him because you were scared to be pregnant by yourself, maybe. But you're going to run back to somebody you haven't seen since junior high because he makes your stomach bubble up. You got bubble guts around this guy.
But if
take some Pepto-Bismol and grow up.
But if you think you're really, really, really doing badly, call Ornella.
Because Ornella doesn't have kids with this guy.
Yeah. Well, that's
the thing. You got kids now, and I just feel so bad for the kids in this situation.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're going to jump from one guy that just resurfaces out of nowhere. That's the problem with Facebook romances. That's why a lot of marriages end, because the guy you haven't seen since high school suddenly reaches out. And
you remember the good things, but you never remember the bad things.
And suddenly your husband that has, stinks a little bit, and he's all, sloppy, didn't pick up after himself. Oh, well, I'm with this guy, because this guy's my savior. He's going to save me from all this. You need to just be by yourself for a minute and learn how to be an independent woman who can take care of herself and her children. And you can do that.
There you go.
But you're being very immature, very childish right now.
Sounds good, Kelly.
Boom.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm in college and loving my independence. I met this guy right before the year started and we totally hit it off. It's been 7 weeks and we talk every day, see each other at least 3 times a week and act like a basic couple behind closed doors. He has always expressed that he doesn't want a girlfriend, but he's always treated me like one when he's at my place.
Of course.
When we're hanging out with his friends who adore me, he acts like I'm just one of the guys. Yeah. They don't even know that we're a thing.
Right.
I really like him, and I think we should be great together, but I have no idea how to express that I think we should be open about us. I want to hold hands in public. I want to be his date to events. He acts like a boyfriend in private. So why can't he do it in public? P.S. one of his friends is beginning to flirt with me. And it takes everything inside me to not say sorry, but I am dating your friend. What should I do? Especially with the holidays coming up. Allison.
All right, everybody. Let Allison know she's the moped.
Yeah.
You're the moped, girl.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You're letting him ride you in private. Yeah. He's embarrassed for all his friends to see you.
He don't have to
pedal. But they're fun.
He don't have to pedal.
Yeah, he's
mopeds
not,
are fun.
Our moped's fun, but you don't want your big, awesome. All the men to see that he rides you.
Well, I'm not going
to
go hang out with Alan, my moped.
You're the moped. You're being used.
Or the slingshot.
You're allowing yourself to be used, but you sell yourself on this idea that, oh, look how good he is to me. Because he's getting something out of it.
Yeah.
Gets a fun little white ride, doesn't he? Mm. But nobody can see me with a moped. Every girl has to go through it. Every girl has to learn from it. I'm not saying I wasn't the moped a few times. I was a moped.
Yeah.
Sure I was.
Now you're a slingshot, though.
Right. I ride front seat.
Yeah.
Well, there is only a front seat in a moped.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a slingshot.
Right.
Yeah, you're going through a phase of life, and you're going to learn, but you're going to allow this to continue for a while longer because you still think that there's hope for it. But no, he's completely using you.
He has told
And then somebody's going to come along and he's going to dump you for the girl that he is going to take out in front of his friends. When a guy is with you and proud that you're his woman, he shows you off. He can't wait. The most thrilling thing is when a man introduces you as the first time as his girlfriend. Oh, the feeling. You know, that's just a great feeling. And you're never going to have that with this guy.
You need to get you a guy.
You need to every morning in the mirror tell yourself, I'm not going to be a moped today.
Hashtag.
Every time he starts to call you and say, can I come over? Say, no, I'm not a moped.
Hashtag don't be a moped.
Don't be a moped.
There you go.
I love that. That's a new catchphrase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't be a moped.
Don't be a moped.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Sister drama.
Oh, okay.
Sister.
Twist. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have a stepsister who's 2 months younger than me. Our parents married when we were three, so she's basically my real sister. We were extremely close growing up, best friends even. Hmm. The issue was and still is that I can never compare to her. She is perfect in every way, body, hair, personality, etc. Whereas I have thin, bland hair, different sized eyes, and have melasma all over my face.
What is that?
I'm...
Melasma? I got cousins with melasma.
The spots.
My last name's Chavez.
I feel like I'm nothing standing next to her. Growing up, everyone preferred my sister. Family, friends, boys. She's had everything handed to her. She even dropped out of college and was given a hair salon. Given, Kelly!
Whoa.
Well, today, her boyfriend proposed to her with our grandmother's diamond, and it's beautiful. My dream ring. Uh-oh. I can't help but feel upset that I didn't even get a chance at this ring, even though I got married first. I absolutely hate feeling this way. I know it's petty and immature, and I've always been jealous of her perfect life. I've tried to focus on being happy with myself and my accomplishments.
And your husband.
But it never...
Sounds like you're already married.
Yeah,
but it never fails that my sister will always one-up me. Do you have any advice on how to stop feeling greedy or jealous? Sincerely, second best.
No, you just focus on the positives. Like you said, you don't allow yourself to dwell on the negative. Yeah. It's just a mental shift you have to do. Look at your blessed life. Look at how blessed you are. And the thing, I've been following some Instagram people. Every once in a while, I had to quit following one because I couldn't understand what she was saying. But she's foreign. But she's like this beautiful redheaded model, but she is covered in freckles.
Uh-huh.
And like every day, she just does all this makeup wizardry and she covers herself, makes her look like this glamorous person. But 90% of the time, she's showing herself barefaced.
Yeah.
She's got millions of Instagram followers. She embraces the freckles. She embraces the imperfections and she loves them.
Freckles are hot,
You need to
though.
Learn to love yourself and your imperfections.
Yeah.
You've got a man that loves you and you need to focus on the positive and embracing all that. You know, I've seen this time and time again where there is the hotter sister and it gets all the attention. And it's unfortunate and it's not always fair. Life ain't fair.
Yeah.
But you just got to focus on you and what you're blessed with and don't allow yourself to dwell. Sorry about the grandma's ring. I'm really sorry about that. I don't know the backstory. Maybe that was a bloodline thing.
Yeah.
You know, she's in maybe it's the grandmother by marriage and not by blood. Maybe that's why she got the ring.
Well, you started your own with your husband, right?
Like you got yours.
Yeah.
But you're right about the freckles thing. It's like girls so hard try to be this perfect other person instead of focusing on the things that make you quirky and different and then like go for that. Go for the things that make you.
Yeah. And you know what? If you actually had a talk with your sister, one day you will over a glass of wine. It's like an episode of This Is Us, I bet. And you're going to sit down one day and you're going to sit there and you're kind of tipsy and tell her, oh, sister, I've always been so jealous of you and you're always so beautiful. And she's going to look at you and say,
me too.
Sister, I've always been so jealous of you. And she's going to, y'all going to cry and hug it out. It's going to be this beautiful moment. Do it this Christmas. Y'all get drunk together and see what happens.
That's the best advice you've had all day.
I know, all four are pretty solid.
Get drunk and see what happens.
Got a love letter to Kelly? Good. Go to KidNation.com and write us. Hopefully, we'll get to your love letter as soon as possible so we can fix your relationships here. We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 40 minutes. Kelly's working hard on those Hollywood stories.
Oh, boy.
We got Trip of Days coming up. We give you a fun Florida fact in about 10 minutes, and then you just got to tell us the answer, and you get your trip for two.
Somebody listening right now is going to win a trip for two to Florida.
Isn't that cool? Yep. And also, we're going to play our new game. Worst nightmares.
All right.
Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And you know what we didn't talk about, Jenna?
What?
Because I love Dr. Pimple Popper. You didn't give us that Instagram that you're really into that's similar or maybe even better than Dr. Pimple Popper.
Okay. It's called...
Uh-huh.
Tweezist.
Tweezist?
Tweezist.
Uh-huh.
Tweezers. This is an Instagram account that's blown up because they're getting ingrown hairs out under a magnifying glass. So if you like those pimple poppers, you'll like this. I don't know. I say use precaution because if those videos freak you out.
Yeah.
But the hairs are really magnified. And so, yeah, it's just tweezers going through. It's a little, it's actually like, can be a little less gross than the pimple popping.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Because you see a lot of gross stuff with the pimple, but this is just watching. And I don't know. I'm one of those that, like, I love getting ingrown hair out.
Yeah.
And so I love it. I can't get into
Jenna,
it, but
do you feel a bunch of relief when you see a hair be
double.
Four times as long as the little bit sticking out? It just feels good
feel
in my
like,
brain.
I feel like, oh, gross, that was in my body. I'm
satisfying.
So glad it's out.
Yeah. It's satisfying to get it out.
You know, I have one that's been a brewing since I was about 18.
I've evaluated
on my leg.
It. I can't.
A brewing?
That one needs to be cut into.
I've been brewing
I can't do
since
that.
Since you were 18?
Yeah, it started popping up when I started dating my wife now, well, my girlfriend at the time. It started happening, and she noticed it because she likes to pick. But we couldn't get deep enough to get it.
Oh,
but now
man.
It's turned into this little brown dot. And by little, I mean humongous.
It's bad. Like, he needs to get this looked
JC.
At.
I'm Ash
right
now.
That might be a...
That's not why she's gasping.
Yeah, you know.
About my thing? It's a hair.
Well, he said he wants to do it on the air.
Yeah, does anybody want to come and cut this out?
A doctor.
We get a dermatologist to do that on the air, maybe. I don't know. You might have to get numbed and cut.
Yeah.
They're not going to come in here and do that.
No.
That's a good one, right?
No.
Well, I'll ask my derm.
I wouldn't call that good.
Are you worried that by getting rid of that, since it started when you first started dating Kenzie, that...
Bad juju?
What if you find out that was your twin?
Oh.
Kelly?
Oh, my God.
Look at that
cut. You cut it out. You're not cutting it out. And she's trying to come back. I'm still just here.
Little Jose B. I'm Jose. He's Jose B. All right. Time to go to Florida. Pick up those phones because every day around this time, you can catch us so you can play Fun Florida Facts. We're gonna give you a nearly impossible trivia question about Florida. You call us, you answer it correctly, you're on your way. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Are you ready for today's trivia question?
Yes,
yes.
AC Chavez.
I got you, buddy. The first one of these appeared in Florida in 1936. The first one of these appeared in Florida in 1936. Again, that phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll start taking guesses. Whoever gets it right, you win a trip for two.
We play
Florida.
Behind the scenes, too. It took us a few guesses to get it right.
Yeah, this one's a tough one. This one's a tough one. But while we wait, why don't we play a game of our own?
Yes.
It's called Your Worst Nightmare.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh, yeah, put the scary music on.
Yeah.
I've not had enough horror.
I thought Al was going to shout out. But
yeah, me
more horror.
So this is a card game you could actually play at home. What are you afraid of? This card game is creepy and fun, designed to help people face their fears.
Huh. All right.
Now, there's a bunch of facts. I mean, there's a ton of cards. So what our producer, White Cheddar, did is... They got some that would go along with ourselves, with our show. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Now, we're going to do rounds. I got Kelly's question.
Okay. Okay, so you are going to read her a few options.
I'm going to give her And three options.
She's going to choose her worst nightmare.
And she's going to choose which one.
Is this going to come back to haunt us later?
Excellent question, Jenna.
Oh, like we're trying to get intel on what you're afraid
of? I hate snakes. And then next week, you guys bring in snakes.
This is what they do on The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
They learn your fears.
They know what you're afraid of. That's why you go on that stupid date with spiders.
So you got to think and you got to do the opposite.
Yes.
I wouldn't be mad about trying to face those fears, though, because you have to.
I would be mad about it.
You don't have to face your snaky fear.
I got
to
act like I'm a good sport.
Yeah.
Or the guy won't pick me.
Bit killer.
We're not there yet because we haven't done the intel. But Kelly,
I'm all nervous now. You got me all scared. I wasn't scared before. I'm like, oh, this is a fun game.
Well, wait till we make you do one of these.
That's exactly now what I've got in my brain.
Here are your questions, Kelly.
It's going to turn into Saul.
Which one is your worst nightmare? No contact with Emma Kelly for 1 year.
Oh.
Or no contact with Alan.
Can't do that.
For 1 year.
He just did it.
Or no contact with your mom, dad, or your brother Ryan for 1 year.
The worst nightmare?
Which one's your worst nightmare?
It would have to be, I would just have to choose my daughter. I think emotionally, that would be just too devastating at this stage of life. Everyone else, they've already developed emotionally. They have coping skills. They don't need me as much as my daughter.
Look at her justification.
So my worst nightmare out of those three.
Yeah.
Horrible scenarios. But let's be honest, I don't really see my brother that much anyway. But Alan, my daughter would be the worst.
Alan getting locked up for a year would be rough.
Well, that'd be awful.
Alan, we won't talk to you until October 25th, 2018, apparently. So Kelly's worst fear is not having any contact with her daughter for 1 year.
All right, JC, are you ready for yours then?
Okay, Jen, I'm ready.
Okay. Which one of these would be your worst nightmare?
Mm-hmm.
1,000 paper cuts all over your body.
Ooh, ow.
Oh, my body. Ooh.
Walk around naked at the state fair all day long. You would love that one.
Oh, that's cool. Come on now.
After about 3 minutes, you're like, whatever.
I thought we were doing nightmares, not fantasies over here, guys.
Run 5 miles with rabid dogs chasing you.
Oh, 5 miles?
Oh, see, it's going to be between the paper cuts because those hurt, but could get some pretty cool scars. But the rabid dogs, they would keep me running.
Yeah, but you'd get a good workout.
I'd get a good workout. It's 5 miles.
You can't run.
But I did injure my knee in high school.
Pick one.
So I'm going to go with the dogs chasing me for 5 miles. I don't do long distance. That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah. And the rabid dogs.
And the rabid.
Worst nightmare is long distance running.
Bring in the paper cut.
You could have left the dogs out, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Jenna, are you ready?
Yes.
Which one of these is your worst nightmare? Never allowed on social media again.
Ooh.
And no one can run an account for you either.
Mm-hmm.
Never allowed to shave any part of your body again.
Oh.
Or
I'm still waiting on something.
Or never allowed to wear deodorant again.
Ooh. Stanky, Jenna. What is your worst nightmare, Jenna?
Never being allowed to shave again. I like being smooth. That's it. I'd actually kind of like, if I didn't have the strap, I would like to not have social media. I have fun with it, but I think my life was better when I didn't have it.
Life is better without. That's the truth.
It is. So, yeah, I would kind of prefer to not. But, I think being hairy, I don't want to be hairy. I'm single. Yeah. I have to shave.
You have to, Jenna. How are you going to get a man like
that? All these dates you got? Yeah.
I'm married. I can stop shaving.
There's guys into the hairy, though. The hairy leg and armpit.
There are.
Legs. Yeah.
What if I had had laser hair, though?
That's cool.
So, Big Al.
Yes.
What is your worst nightmare? Okay. Not allowed to shave your head or wear a hat for the rest of your life.
Oh, dang.
Not allowed to bring Curtis to the bar or to any show-related activities.
Well, that was in the deck of cards?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Not allowed to sing karaoke ever again.
Oh, karaoke. That's my worst nightmare.
Really?
Not allowed to sing karaoke ever again.
I thought you were going to go without the hat because when you take your hat off, your head is a completely different color because it's never seen the sun.
Except for that one little hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I could deal without that.
And your hair grows in like bozo because it's all on the side of your head.
Yeah.
But you're okay with that.
Yeah.
All right.
But that, not singing karaoke ever again.
Yeah, that's scary.
Ooh-wee.
You know what's scary? What? When all the contestants line up to win this trip to Florida hang up. That's my worst nightmare.
No.
Oh, the phones must have messed
Cheddar, what happened?
The phones died again?
Yeah, we had a phone issue.
Well,
there's good news and bad news, I guess.
Okay, we've had the most, y'all don't there's know, good news behind the scenes. News. Our phones are a disaster right now.
Why don't we just get a burner phone?
Well, the problem is you got AT&T blaming Sprint, we're in the middle of
a mess.
It's a finger phone point. War? Yeah, we're going to have to get them all on the phone together, which is...
Kelly, do you mind if we give away your phone number?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, the good news is, though, of those callers that had called that we had set up, no one had the correct answer yet.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
So we got to reboot the phone system and...
Right now there is no reboot. There's phone system.
There's nothing.
The phones are dead altogether.
Who's the provider? Yeah.
Who do we know?
At this time,
we don't know.
I probably shouldn't say.
Nobody. Nobody's providing.
It may be one of our beautiful sponsors.
Exactly.
Some station somewhere.
Yeah. So all those people texting us saying, I'm trying to get through to win. I can't.
Yeah.
You
are correct. Yes.
It's not your fault. It's
so maybe
not our fault.
But our text messages are working.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So perhaps we can watch the text and the first correct text
call
that comes through.
So how are we going to fix this, Cheddar?
It's a great question.
You're the executive producer.
It's my problem.
You make the executive decisions.
Yeah, I tell you what. Yeah. What I'll do is I'll go through the text here in a second.
Okay.
The first correct one.
So text in if you have an answer to submit. I will go through the text in a mere moments and go to the earliest text that has the correct answer.
Okay.
Great.
If that makes
will
sense.
Will you repeat the trivia question and then they can text?
Our text number, since our phone is broke, 800-543-3548.
All right.
And you're telling us, this one of these appeared in Florida in 1936.
The first one.
The first one of these appeared in Florida in 1936.
And don't just text your guess. Text your name.
Please do your name as well.
Yeah. So, you know, we have all these, you know, blind phone numbers. We'd like to say congratulations, Bob.
Yeah.
You know, if it's Bob that gets it right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And we'll attempt to have them on the phone when we come back.
When we come back, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else we got to get to?
What?
Guys on the gram.
Yep.
Doing it all wrong.
That's right. I have come across a lot of photos after we saw one go viral of how guys caption photos of their girlfriends that are very offensive.
Mm-mm-mm.
Guys should be sweet.
And you have examples?
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk about these guys on the gram that should be single next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
All right, let's give away this trip to Florida.
Sweet.
So, our phone's broke. We're fixing them right now. But we asked you to text us, and we would go back on our text because we can see them.
Sure.
And we would pick out the first one that got the question correct. And today's trivia question was, the first one of these appeared in Florida in 1936. See if the phone's working. Channing, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi, Channing.
Nice to see you guys. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
We saw your text message. It was the first one with the correct answer to come in after we asked you to text. And what is the correct answer, Channing?
Amusement park.
Yay! That is correct.
Yay! Yay!
It was Cypress Gardens. It opened in Winter Haven, Florida in 1936.
For Channing, do you have a significant...
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Do you have a significant other or someone that you'd like to travel with?
Oh, absolutely. I love traveling. I go with my best friend, my mom. I mean, oh gosh, so many possibilities.
So who's leading the race right now to go to Florida?
Put on the spot.
Oh, I don't know. This may be a tough one. My mom may pull out on this one.
Okay. Well,
we love traveling together.
You have won a trip to Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort, the premier resort on Northwest Florida's Gulf Coast, girl.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is exciting.
You and your mama or friend will fly to Florida where you'll spend 4 days and three nights enjoying Sandestin's 2,400 acres, 7 miles of beach and bayfront, 4 championship golf courses, a fitness center, a spa, a marina, and...
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's not on my sheet, but I bet they have a bar.
Oh, I guarantee you.
I bet they do.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
And you also get a 4-day car rental and 2 tickets for Southern Star Dolphin Cruise. Thank you. Visit Florida.
Dang, Channing, you and your mama have fun on that girls' trip, okay?
Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much.
All right, Channing, hold on for us. Thank you for testing and winning that trip right there. Man, got another one for you tomorrow.
Alan and I were just saying we need to go back to Florida.
I love Florida.
Florida can hook you up with all the, you know, maybe you're not really into golf, but they can hook you up with something else. There's all sorts of ideas they have.
Yeah, my wife and I were thinking about taking the kids, you know, because I think it's warmer over there in the winter. And I figured I'd like to stay by the beach and get a little tan for Christmas. That would be my gift.
When I get my boat, I'm just going to go up and down the coast.
Like when you get your boat?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the ocean. It's going to be an ocean boat.
Oh, I got you.
And I'll probably put it somewhere like in Charleston or somewhere up in that area, and then just go up to Savannah, hang out, go down to Florida, hang out, you know.
Go back. Yeah. Back and forth. That sounds fun.
Yep.
Also from the text, JC, can you please get Mini Jose checked on air? You mean Hose B on my leg.
I'm Jose. I can't believe you have not got that looked at.
Yeah, I would like for somebody to come by. I don't know who I need to come look at my
dermatologist.
My big thing on my leg.
Yeah, if it's been 10 years.
It's a skin condition.
Oh, yeah. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the hair is now at least my arm's length.
You've got to video it.
But you have no idea what's underneath that skin.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send a picture to my dermatologist, and then...
Will they come down here?
Yeah, probably.
See, my thing about going to the doctor is I got to go to the doctor.
You want to make a bit out of it?
Yeah, so if they come here, that's better.
Okay. Your health is a bit now.
Sure.
Why not?
In this case, it's not that bad. It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't mean it's not bad.
Sometimes it tingles.
Oh, the tingling. Man, you need to go to WebMD.
If I had a tingling growth on my leg, I would be getting that checked. Seriously.
I'm fine. It's been like 10
How
years.
How can you have a growth like that and just not even get it looked at?
My wife looks at it and tries to pop it all the time.
No. That could be making it worse.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, you're teasing
it. You're shoving it down.
You're teasing your tingling growth.
Yeah. But we'll look into it. Jenna's going to look into it for me and get her dermatologist, since I don't have one of those. Do you have a dermatologist, Al?
No.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Of course you do, Kelly. You got great skin.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jenna's got great skin.
Thank you.
Everybody got good
skin. It's important to get your skin checked for skin cancer.
It is. I used to not be that into it.
But now you are.
I was kind of lucky. I wash my face and take care of my skin. But yeah, you got to go look for it. You know, we've had someone in the office that's dealt with skin cancer and just makes you realize. I mean, I know this is such a PSA, but I learned as, a 30-year-old adult woman, for the first time I learned that you can actually get skin cancer in places that don't see the sun.
Okay, I'll check it. I'll take it.
And I don't go for, you think you have to have bad acne or something to go to a dermatologist.
No,
you do not.
Go.
You can go and get your skin. I mean, they will check the scalp. Because,
Some
of these skin cancers can kill you.
I know. I'll get it checked. I promise. I'll get it checked.
All right.
I promise.
All right.
But we got to get to these guys that keep reposting pictures their girlfriends or wives do.
Okay, yes.
And they look like jerks.
Maybe you've seen this online, but let's see. So a couple has started this my post versus my boyfriend's post trend after sharing a romantic snap. This couple, Isabella and her boyfriend, are must-be students at USC. They were at a USC California football game, and they share the same picture, because a lot of times the girlfriend gets someone to take the photo and then you only have one good pic and you both post it.
Well, the girl's the one that's usually taking the pictures. Us guys, we never bother, so we steal. Yeah,
it's a cute photo of them in their USC gear. Isabella writes under the image, "Always a blast with my boyfriend."
Okay.
While Justin, her boyfriend, same photo, writes, "Sitting here trying to explain football to this uncultured swine."
What?
Yeah. So she shares this, right?
Wow.
And she's like, she goes, "My post versus my boyfriend's," with a frowny face.
And she's still with him.
Now, this has gone super viral. And we've learned that his caption is a quote from Toy Story.
Oh, okay.
So they're trying to say, well, this makes it fine. It's a quote, but she didn't get the joke.
No, put it in quotes and then credit the person that said it, but still not even funny. No.
And I've seen Toy Story a lot because I have kids.
I don't know
And
that.
I didn't get that.
So this is the thing.
That's not cool,
some of these I came and read because this started a trend, my post versus my boyfriend's, where boyfriends were captioning it's almost like in order to not be seen as a whipped boyfriend, they're captioning things that are really inappropriate to make people laugh. Some of them, unfortunately, I can't even read. Yeah, because they are. Yeah, I'm trying to go through some, but a lot of these that women have reposted are.
Even Al knows better.
Yeah, you lost me on that one.
I
do a lot of things. Yeah,
Big Al knows better, you know you're wrong.
This couple's on vacation, and Mary's like, "I know how you feel," and it's her and her boyfriend, and he's holding her up.
Yeah.
And they're by a waterfall, and she's like, says something funny that, like, he ate a piece of pizza today and choked and almost died. And he wrote, "Mary eats something very vulgar." Just really inappropriate. So all these girls are sharing their boyfriends.
Don't be with a man that does that.
Don't do that.
That publicly, that probably is soft behind closed doors and then publicly humiliates you.
No.
What's the name of that Instagram again? my post versus my boyfriend? Or?
Yeah, well, that's how it started. Okay. That's how it started trending. There's not really an Instagram account, but some of these have just been
it's
gathered
a hashtag?
Online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's called my post versus, what's the hashtag?
No, this is just a collection of these. It's on this specific thread. So, yeah, I think if you look my post versus my boyfriend's, you'll be able to find it.
Yeah, if you want to go see it.
I mean, is it okay that it's a movie quote? Well, I don't know, guys, it's not movie quotes. But I don't think any girl wants to be called uncultured swine.
No, it's your girl.
You should be bragging on your girl.
Bragging, supporting, lifting up.
Yeah.
Yeah, celebrating. No. No, that would hit me.
Don't accept that.
Awful.
That is awful. Yeah, we'll put a link to that if you want to take a look at what jerks type on their Instagram.
I feel like I should apologize for him just by being a guy.
Sometimes he needs to apologize.
Sometimes guys do stuff that's so stupid.
We don't claim him as a real man.
That all the guys are embarrassed for you because you don't know better and you're ignorant.
In all fairness, one time.
What?
Uh-oh. It just brought me back to this funny photo, this professional photo at a party I went to with the ex-boyfriend. Uh-huh. And we were like matching and it looked so cheesy and it looked very professional, right? Uh-huh. Like you caught us in a moment and we both have beers and I wrote straight out of a Viagra ad.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Halfway through the week.
Hump day.
Yay! Halloween!
Jen's more excited about Halloween than the weekend.
Do you guys think I make a good guy?
Huh?
Yeah. I saw your pictures that you dropped on Instagram.
Oh, that.
I was a boy.
Yes, you were.
Jenna, not just a boy. A real man.
If I were a boy.
He was an assassin, right?
An assassin. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'll just say what it was.
Yeah, I mean, you already put it on.
Weezy and I are Sammy and John from Pulp Fiction.
And you were really scared to do this costume because it involved Weezy dressing up as...
I just know the world we live in. Like, I wasn't doing it in a way to be mean. Like, I'm dressing up Weezy as the black actor.
Samuel L. Jackson.
This is, like, one of my favorite movies ever, and I just thought it would be funny. Yeah.
As long as he's the black one and not you.
Yeah. But you only got one, right?
One what?
One.
I only got one hateful comment from someone. Yeah. Yeah, saying that it was inappropriate.
No, I think that's fine. I saw it. In fact, I saw it in person.
Yeah, I thought it was
good.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think if you go, like, all out, and I'm really... I'm doing it in a way that... Well, whatever. I figured I'd get a lot more hate, so I think it's funny.
Really well done. Yeah, Jenna has it up on her Instagram. If you want to find our Instagram, go to kidnation.com, actually. We have all of ours posted on there.
Yep. You know, Al, the big thing is he let me use his convertible. I haven't posted that yet. I have a video that we made for Pug Fiction next week, so I'll post it. Yeah, he let me drive his convertible around the block.
Figured that's the least I could do.
That's nice of you,
Al. Since Dead Max never got to do
that. Rest in peace,
thank you.
Poor Dead Max. Jenna's old pug never gets to ride in the convertible.
Yeah, we pour a little out for Matt.
Yeah, we do.
Love it.
The Dodgers won game one of the World Series against the Astros yesterday, 3-1. They started strong. First batter for the Dodgers was Chris Taylor, came up with the leadoff home run. Chris crushed the first pitch. He got into the left field seats.
The bat is scooped and lifted way out of here into left. Starts the World Series for Chris Taylor.
Okay. Yeah, not a way you want to start the World Series.
The hottest World Series ever.
It was the warmest game, right?
Yeah, they said the warmest World Series. It was 103 degrees, I believe it was, at the first pitch.
Uh-huh. Anybody watch the whole game? It was a quick game, they said, but I'll get in around game five.
Yeah, and the quickest game, that's right.
Quickest game.
Yeah, it seemed like it was over pretty early.
It really was the quickest World Series game.
You also have to
just want to get done.
Yeah.
It's too hot.
It was way too hot out there. They play tonight again.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's going to be as hot as it was yesterday out there in Chavez Ravine. But you need to be careful where you click today, people.
What do you mean?
A new ransomware attack has hit Russia and it's spreading around the globe.
Hmm.
Cybersecurity experts say the ransomware is a virus called Bad Rabbit. It poses as an Adobe update, so it'll tell you, hey, you got to update your Adobe. So most of us would say, oh, okay, I want to have the latest version of that. Mm. When you click on it, it locks down your computer. And then, in order to unlock your computer, they demand money for people to get their files back. So they're taking everything for ransom, and then you got to pay them.
Jeez.
So do not click on the Adobe.
You've been warned.
Yeah. And also, national parks are going to... They're going to be asking for a little bit more money from us if we're going on vacation.
Hmm.
National Park Service wants to more than double entrance fees at 17 popular parks. That includes the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, Yellowstone.
Nope.
You're not going
to
do it?
No, no, no. I'm answering no, nope. That I've never been to the... I don't know that I've ever been to a national park.
I was like, dang, Al.
Nope.
Nope, I'm not paying it.
Not getting my money.
No, I don't know. I don't know that I have. Keep naming them.
That's the three that but they're 17 that they're going to raise it.
No, they're not.
No.
I haven't been to those three, though.
I definitely have been to those three. I don't know for a fact that I've been to a national park. That's a shame.
Al... We have, right?
No. I mean, I think I've driven by one.
Yeah, I've been to some. Is Estes Park in Colorado a national park? I don't know, but that we can go hike there. I'm really trying to get you to Colorado. I don't know if we're not doing this.
I haven't been. I don't know. Let me look up the national park. I know we're probably doing something there. Mm-hmm.
Well, while you do that, Al, be careful where you travel, because when you go to Dubai, did you see this story of the guy that got arrested and fined because he accidentally touched another man's hip?
Oh, what?
Dude was detained. He's a British guy. He was a tourist, and he was basically just walking by a guy, put his hands on his hips, as we do to not bump someone, to say, excuse me, hands on the hips. Guy did not take that very lightly, called the authorities. Authorities arrested him.
Oh, my goodness.
It's serious. I mean, I told you I went there. I was with a boyfriend, and we were, like, kind of being affectionate in a convenience store, and all these people are staring at us, and our taxi driver was like, you cannot touch one another in public.
You can't.
You can get arrested for it.
So that guy that was detained in Dubai for touching the man's hip has finally returned home, and it's been a couple weeks.
That's not good for tourism.
No, not at all.
No, it's not good for tourism.
Can't touch, hold hands.
Can't touch other men.
There's another. I'm looking at these. I don't think I've been to any of them.
Al, you're still hung up on national park?
Al, do you want to go on a bro trip and go to these?
If it bothers you, then do it.
I've never been.
Put it on your bucket list that you never get to.
I've never been to Grand Canyon.
I've never been to Grand Canyon either, or Yellowstone, or Yosemite, or anything.
Great Smoky Mountains, no.
Nothing like that. Hey, we have a complaint from the Kid Nation complaint department.
Oh, no.
Wait, we have a complaint department?
Yeah, we do,
Al. Who has to deal with that?
Yeah, no, this one involves you, Jenna. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, we'll get the man on the phone next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, Jenna Owens.
What did I do?
You causing fights.
What?
In relationships or something.
What?
I don't know. Hold on. We got to get Jason.
Did I go out with a married man? No, I didn't know.
Hey, Jason?
Yes, sir.
So, Jenna got you and your wife to argue?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a tat, yeah.
What happened?
What happened, dude?
So I followed Jenna on Instagram. So the picture where you're in the slip blue dress and the Wheezy's checking out your shoes.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, man, it's just, you're amazingly beautiful. My wife is just sitting next to me. I go, who's that? And I was like, well, that's Jenna. I'll get credit in the morning show. That's my celebrity crush.
Yeah.
She's like, no. No. Not her. You can unfollow her. I was like, well, what for? And she's too pretty for you to be I was like, there ain't no way in this world I'll ever get to meet Jenna Owens. There ain't no way. But at least you can let me do is follow her on Instagram, you know, check out pictures, you know.
Right.
It went on and went on. I think finally she's going to let me keep the Instagram, though.
I bet you unfollowed, didn't you? Well, I would understand.
The compromise was, I'm going to follow Kelly Raspberry. That's the compromise.
Jason,
she ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah. Well, compromise.
Jason, if you're ever in the area, might I invite you and Jenna over?
No, Al, don't create that.
I'm just saying.
Jason Mary.
And get a chicken wing or two. On me.
I was just down in Texas about 4 days ago. I came through Houston. So, I mean, I drive truck for a living, so... But I'm home a lot. I love y'all's show. Man, every chance I get, I listen to y'all. I've listened for years and years, and I love every one of y'all, man.
Jason.
Y'all really make a good morning.
Thanks
for me.
Thanks so much, Jason. But I understand. You keep that wife happy.
Yeah, you keep following Jenna, though.
No.
Keep hitting that. Keep double tapping, my man.
Buy your wife one of those blue dresses.
That's right. Man, my wife made me, she saw that I was following it was a fitness girl, I admit it, and then she was posting butt pictures. And my wife goes, who's that? I was like, oh, there's some girl on Instagram that goes, gives great diet advice and some good workout tips.
And she's hot. Yeah,
so I got so, you know, flustered by it that I stopped following her. And 2 days ago, my wife goes, oh, check out this hot girl that I'm following on Instagram. It was the same girl. She started following
her. It's okay when Kenzie follows.
Yeah.
I get it. It's so hard because we sit there at our worst in front of you every night as you scroll through your phone and we're laying in bed next to you looking rough. And you're looking at these girls. And you're looking at other people at their best.
Right. By the way, give us a call if your man is mad at you for following Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LAUGH.
What?
Or how about if your man's following, or if your man's following someone you don't want them to be following?
If your mate is following anybody on the show and we causing problems, we'd like to know about it.
You know what I'm saying?
He ain't causing no problems.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.